Derechlal and Tisha B'Av, we want to manage to survive. But the fact is, it's not just a matter of survival. We know, I'm sure you've heard before, the words of the Magid Mezritch on the Pasuk, Kol Rodfeh Hisigua Bein HaMitzarim. Kol Rodfeh Hisigua Bein HaMitzarim Rodfeh Yud-K. Those were chasing after Yud-K, Koh, Rebbeinu Shalom, Hisigua Bein HaMitzarim, were able to find this Bein HaMitzarim. We're at the apex of Bein HaMitzarim. Rishivatsa v'tamuz until Tisha B'Av inclusive. The Magid says that it's shaykh to reach a level of connection during the 3 weeks, and you would assume certainly today, in a way that you can't reach it and perhaps as easily, if you could use that word, any other time. When the Melech is in his palace, so it's not always easy to be able to gain entry, to be able to speak with the Melech, to be close to the Melech, to see the Melech. But Bein HaMitzarim, the Melech is on the road, he's in Golus. And when he's in Golus, he passes through small towns and hamlets and places that ordinarily you wouldn't necessarily find him. And even someone who's dwelling in one of those far out places is able to see the Melech, to connect with the Melech. Kol Rodfeh Ha Rodef Yud K, those who are running after Yud K, Yisigua Bein HaMitzarim, are able to connect, to internalize, to make it part of their being. Because again, we're not talking about just a one-time experience. It's like tefillah. Oftentimes we think of tefillah, we think of Shemoneh Esrei, we think of davening, as it's a little enclave in time. You meet the Rebbeinu Shalom, take 3 steps forward, you meet, you talk, you take 3 steps back, and that's the end of the story. That's not what tefillah is about. Tefillah is meant to be transformational. Tefillah is not just an enclave of meeting with Rebbeinu Shalom, but a person. I want that which I've davened to remain. The goal of tefillah is not just at the moment, even though it deals with chayeshah to a large part, things that we need in this world. The goal of tefillah is to be a transformed person post the tefillah. It's not always thought that way. Krum zlus levnei adam. Our Chazal teach us that things that are omei berumo shel olam, there are things that are so lofty, so high, so big, and people are mizalzel in it. They think it's just the here and the now, and it's over with. Tefillah is that way. Bein HaMitzarim is that way. Tisha B'Av is that way. Tisha B'Av is not just about survival, right? We've got to get through the fast. It's the day of Avelus, etc. Right? And then afterwards, there's still things that are going to be overhead on Motzei Tisha B'Av, and things afterwards on Yud B'Av until Chatzos. And then we're finished, right? Not that way. Kol Osei Hisigua Bein HaMitzarim. A shaykh to be matzig things on Tisha B'Av that you can't with the same ease, maybe ease is not the right word, that you have great difficulty or greater difficulty being matzig, absorbing any other time. What does it mean Rodfeha Rodef Yud K? We say every day in davening, Bitchu b'Hashem adiad ki b'koh Hashem tzur olamim. We place our trust, we place our bitachon in the Rebbeinu Shalom, because the Rebbeinu Shalom created the koh tzur olamim, the Shem Yud Kei, he created the worlds. And Chazal teach us that when it says ki b'koh Hashem tzur olamim, it's telling us that the Rebbeinu Shalom created Olam Hazeh with the Os Hei, and he created Olam Habal with the Os Yud. Without going into that, that's not our topic. Why the Osei, why the Osyud? But Chazal teaches that. That Olam Hazeh is created with the Osei, and Olam Haba is created with the Osyud. Bitchu b'Hashem adayad. To place our bitachon in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, is basically living in Olam Hazeh with a mabat, with an outlook that there's much more than what meets the eye. There's an Olam Emes. The Yud and the Kei living in the world of the Hay in Olam Hazeh with an idea that there's something beyond the murkiness and the darkness. Olam Hazeh is Dom Lalaila. There's something so beyond the darkness and the confusion that we experience that generates a person's bitachon, that makes a person's baal bitachon, and there are people here, I'm sure, who are much better professionals at that. So forgive me. Bitchu b'Hashem adiyad ki b'ko Hashem toro lomim. Kol rotfeha hisiguha bein hamitzarim. It is indeed, right, a time of confusion. But out of the confusion needs to be born clarity. We ended Slichos today. Elei Tzion v'Area, Kmo Isha b'Tzirea, V'chib Sulo Chagura Sak Al Baal Neurea. That statement itself encompasses so much and so many different forms of pain. The Khibisula Chagua Sak Al Baal Neurea. The young woman whose marriage was never consummated, on the loss of her Orus, the one she was engaged to. That's a loss of the past, the pain of the past. It's an open wound. And so to Tisha B'Av, right? So to Tisha B'Av, we mourn all that we lost, all the closeness, all the clarity, all the great Talmid Chachamim, in the generations of the Churban and the subsequent Churbanos that have befallen Klal Yisrael. V'chib Sulah Chagur Asak Al Baal Neoreha. There's also, though, Kmo Isha B'Tzireha, a woman in labor. The pain is unbearable. What will be? There is, at the same time, a tzipia, a hope that there's going to come a mazel tov from this. But the pain now is so unbearable, it's so difficult, and who knows what will be. It's a time of sakana, it's dangerous. Tisha B'Av is that sort of day where, on the one hand, we turn and look to the past and see all that we've lost, like the Besula Chagura Sak. And then we look into our present right now, and we see all the confusion and all the pain and how much people suffer. How much people suffer, how sometimes the klal suffers, how sometimes individuals suffer. And there's a tzipia, there's going to be a good future. But it's still so painful right now. The suffering around us, the suffering we've seen, the suffering that's close to us. Kmo Isha B'Tzireha. How do we deal? How do we look upon? If we masig, if we want to walk away strengthened from Tisha B'Av, in the Havana and the understanding of how to live in Olam Hazeh, in the world of the Hay, with an eye towards the world of the Yud, of the Olam HaEmes, how do we do it when so much pain descends upon us? Pain of the past, pain of the present, worry and uncertainty about the future, and yet mixed with hope for the future. Gemara says, the first word of Aseres HaDibros, Anochi. Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hoceicha Mi'eretz Yitzrayim Mi'beis Avodim. Gemara says, Anochi is Ana Nafshi Ksivas Yahavas. I have given myself to you. Boder Shalom says, I've given myself to you. When he gave us the Torah, he gave himself to us. He travels with us everywhere. In Yetzias Mitzrayim, in the Dor HaMidbar, in the entry into Eretz Yisrael, into the Binyan of the Beis HaMikdash, He was with us in a way that was clear. Ana nafshi ksivas yehavas. We saw Him. We knew Him. We could feel Him. But then we betrayed Him. We betrayed Him, and we betrayed ourselves. And we got thrown out of Eretz Yisrael. We went into a long, long, long galus. It's like the Gra says, that the galus is like the kever for the Jewish people. Just as the symbolism of when Titus and Bahasheni drove his sword through the parochas and it dripped blood, it told us of the death of a relationship. It would be changed now. It would never end, but it'd be changed. And so we were cast out into the golos. The Gra says that the golos for us is like a kever. And the umos ha'olam, both physically and spiritually, are like the rim of a toleya, and they eat away at our flesh. It's so eerily symbolic. In Poland, there's a place called Majdanek, a concentration camp, and there's a mausoleum there covered. It covers thousands of tons of the ashes of Achenu B'nai Yisrael. Thousands of tons of Achenu B'nai Yisrael. Pshutu k'mashmo, like the Gra said, the Golus is the kever. Anochi Hashem Elokecha asher hotzeisicha mi'eretz Mitzrayim mi'beis avodim. That's what the Chumash teaches us. Tehillim also teaches us, Imo Anochi Batzara, the same Anochi, the same Ana Nafshi Ksivas Yehovas, I have given myself to you, I'll never leave you. I gave myself to you when I gave you the Torah. The same Anochi of Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeisicha Mi'eretz Mitzrayim. You did what you did, and you were punished the way you were punished. And the relationship doesn't feel the same, but I'll never leave you. Imo Anochi Batzara. I'm with you in the midst of all the tzaras. And finally, like we'll read in a few weeks as part of the Zayin, the Nechemta, Anochi Anochi Anachem Chem. I will give you Nechama. I will give you Nechama. What is Nechama? Nechama, Rashi and Brashis teaches us that Nechama is a Lashon of Machshava Acheres. Nechama means that a person has a different way of looking at things, a different way of processing things. When the Gula comes, it's not just going to be good riddance to bad rubbish. When the Gula comes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will sit us down and explain to us why everything was necessary. For the Klal and for the Prat. Why all the suffering was necessary. We know the Gula will come. The Smak, the Sefer Mitzvot Katan, says that part of the mitzvah of Emunah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeisicha Mi'eretz Mitzrayim Mi'beis Avadim, part of a sniff of that mitzvah, Tzipisli Yeshua, because just the way the Rabbanu Shalom revealed himself to us in Yetzias Mitzrayim, and he showed the entire world that the Jewish people are my people, B'nei Lichori Yisrael, these are the people, these are the only people that I have that sort of connection with. Just as he showed at that time, he will show it again. Smak learns Tzipisli Yeshua is part of the mitzvah of Emunah. So we know where we were, and we know where we're going to. Anochi, Anochi, Nachemchem. I will give you Nechama. And that idea of nechama, the Gemara teaches us in Brachos. It teaches us that in this world, on good tidings, we know we make a tova meitiv. And on sad tidings, and on painful tidings, on sorrowful times, we make dina emes. And the Gemara says, lati lovo, on good tidings, on bad tidings, even on the bad tidings, we'll make hatova meitiv. And ask the Gemara, will there be bad tidings, lati lovo? Will it never come to an end? And the Gemara says, no, chas v'chalila. It means that lati lovo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will so explain to us how everything was necessary. It's all tov, but it's so difficult, it's so bitter, but it's all tov, it's all tov, it's all tov. He'll so explain it to us that retroactively and all the things and all the medonics and all the zerosachvatat and all the inquisitions and all the suffering that people suffer nowadays now, and they don't understand why, so it has to be so difficult for them. What did I do so was so wrong? Because Shmuel will sit every person down and explain to them. It was all necessary. It was necessary for the cloud. It was necessary for the plot. It was necessary for your soul. Do you understand now? And all of us will say, HaTova Meitiv. Anochi, Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hoceiticha Me'eretz Mitzrayim Me'beis Avadim. Anochi, Anochi, Anachem Chem. But in the interim, we live with Imo Anochi Betzara. We have to know that he's with us Betzara. There was a great, great Jew by the name of Yitzchak Borke. He was friends with the Kotzker. He was known as an incredible Oy of Yisrael among all of his incredible talents, his incredible godlos. And he passed away, and his son, David, came to the Kotzker to speak with him. And the Kotzker said to him, have you seen your father? He said, no. He says, I've seen him. How? In a dream. I rose to Shemayim and I came to one Heichel after another. I would say, I'm looking for my friend Rav Yitzchak. Have you seen him? I went to these generations and I couldn't find him. Went to earlier generations and I couldn't find him. I went to the places of the Amoraim and the Tanaim. I couldn't find him. I didn't know where to go. And finally I met someone and he told me, when I asked him, have you seen my friend Yitzchak? He says, yes. He's at the end of a field. At the end of the field, he's standing there. That's where he's been since he arrived. And there, at the end of the field, I found my friend Yitzchak. And I said to him, Yitzchak, what are you doing here? He said to me, Nachum Mendel, don't you see? I said, what should I see? He said, do you see the river? I said, I see the river. He says, the river are the tears of the Jewish people. It flows here. All the tears of the Jewish people over the millennia. It flows here. I can't leave it. Those tears are in Shemayim. The Gemara teaches us that a Kodesh Baruch Hu, even when an Adam B'Israel who is a Rasha, that's after all what they learned from, a person who's been executed for a capital crime. Ki kilas Elokim talui. Kilas Elokim talui, even when a person who commits an Aveira, a Vodazara, etc., and he needs to be hung up just before Shkia and taken down immediately so he shouldn't pass through Tzeis. So the Chumash says he has to be taken down because Kikilas Elokim Talui. And the Mishnah teaches us why
Kikilas El King Talui, because what does the Shekhinah say when an Adam be Yisrael? He was talking about an Adam be Yisrael who was over the Avodah Zarah. He did it by Hasra, he did it by Mazid, he was put to death, he was hung up and taken down. Kikilas El King Talui, what does the Gemara teach us? It teaches us that I feel Adam be Yisrael, even if he's a Rasha. When he suffers, Mashkin Omeres, Kalani Mizroi, Kalani Miroshi, Kalani Mikogufi, Kaviyachal, the Borsha suffers along with us.
Imo Anochi Betsara. Imo Anochi Betsara. There's Anochi Hashem Lokecha, Shotei Sicha Mi'aretz Mitzrayim, the base of avodim, a relationship of closeness, and we know that's going to come. There's Anochi Anochi Menachem Chem. The Bor Shalom says, I will explain to you why all the times of darkness were necessary. What we need is a word to be able to deal with the here and the now also. The Imo Anochi Betsara. He is with us. The tears, the endless tears, again of the Klal and the Prat, are all there in Shemayim. The Eish Kodesh, Kvonim is Kalmish Mpiatesna, one of the great Jews of pre-war Europe. He refused opportunities to escape. He remained in the Warsaw Ghetto. So the death of all of his family. And eventually he too met his end, Al Kiddush Hashem. He says a drasha on Lel Beis the Sukkos, Tav Shin Aleph, on the first yortzeit of his only son who had been killed. It's a long drasha. Torah Nilmedes Ba'af, Torah that's learned through difficulty. The Eish Kodesh, the Sefer that he wrote in the midst of the Gehenna of the Shoah, in the midst of the Gehenna of the Ghetto Varsha. It's a long drasha, but in the midst of that drasha, he brings the Gemara. Gemara says in Shabbos that the Asid Lavo, Kadosh Baruch Hu, will come to the Avos and say, your children have sinned. What should be done with them? I'm not even going to say what the Gemara says because it's not so pashut. Even though it might seem on the surface that it's pashut. But the Gedol Yisrael throughout the Doros, the Mashah, the Chasam Sofer, the Maharal, yeah, Ben Yoyada, all of different explanations of the Gemara. But the Kitzur, the idea is that Avram and Yaakov can't help us. And then Yitzchak comes. And he says, Rabbi Shalom, I was going to give my life for you. Why do you call them my children? They're your children. You refer to them as Bnei Bechori Yisrael. Let's make a cheshbon, Rabbi Shalom. Right? Let's make a cheshbon. You didn't punish the door of Midbar until they were 20. And Yemeshon was saying to him, Shivim Shana, 70 years. So it's only 50 years left. Of the 50 years left, right, to 25, yeah, person sleeping, of that, of the days, the hours he's awake, he's eating, he's in facilities, doing other things, 12 and a half. I'll make a deal, you take half, I'll take half. You don't want to take half, I'll take the whole thing. At that point, right? At that point, Klal Yisrael, the Ribbono Shel Olam, are once again unified. The Gula will come. What Yitzchak said made the difference. We can be Zocha B'din. We can be Zocha with the meat of Yitzchak, the B'din. Ask the Pia Chesner. He says, I don't understand something. If Yitzchak has the ability to ask that question, why did he wait till the end of days? Why didn't he offer the deal before then? One korban, two korbanos. All the gzeros, all the defaults, all the suffering, all the death, all the torture, all the torment of millennia. Why didn't Yitzchak ask then? Why didn't Yitzchak speak up then? Why doesn't he speak up now? And Rabbi Chesner, and only he could say it, said an unbelievable thing. He says, because Yitzchak said, I was willing to give my life. But, l'mayis we know, al tishlach yadcha lanar, al tassel m'uma. Avram didn't shecht Yitzchak. Says the Pia Chesner, because we're all connected. All the Jews are connected. And we're connected to Yitzchak Avinu, and he with all of his kavanas, with all of his holy, holy kavanas that we can't even begin to understand, he's the Mida Gvura, Pachad Yitzchak, my life is yours, take it. But Lamaisa, Avram didn't shecht him. And so we needed the tziruf, we needed to combine all of the deaths and all of the suffering and all the yisurim of the Jewish people, many of whom didn't have the same kavanas, or anywhere near the same kavanas. And that becomes mitzuruf to Yitzchak Avinu. And then the Gula will come. We learn from this an unbelievable thing. That in the world of Yisurim, right, we connect to one another. Koisar Ravim Zebazeh is not just in terms of responsibility for an onesh if we don't warn somebody else. It's not even the ability that we have to be motzi one another. We din arvus. In a birchas hamitzvah, for instance. But we're so connected to one another that if we connect to one another, we're zocha to some of the merits that the other person has if we're truly connected and love one another the way we should, the way Bnei Yisrael should. Yarosvash says, "I'm the Sechazena, Inenu B'Shuv Chalatzion B'Rachamim." Why does it use the terminology of Sechazena, Inenu? He says, because in order to be able to see something, you have to merit it. In order to be able to see something, you can't just ride on the schus of someone else. Haraya, from the wife of Lot. In the schus of Avram, Lot and his family, those that were left, were saved from Sodom. It wasn't their own merit. The Balak said, don't turn around. You have no schus, as it were, to see what's going to take place because you're not saved in your own merit. She turned around and she turned to a pillar of salt. Says the Yaz Vash, when we say the Sechazena, Inenu B'Shuv Chalatzion Barachamim, may we merit to see it. What does it mean to experience it and not see it? I don't know. But to see it with our eyes. He says, but the only way we can merit to see with our eyes is to pay for it. That same midas hadin of Yitzchak. He says the suffering of all the Jews throughout the Golos, the suffering of all the Jews throughout the Golos, is their gateway to make them meritorious to be able to see the Geula. Their Kabbalah Ba'ava of all the difficult circumstances and the torment and the pain and the darkness that they went through is their ticket to Vesechazena Einenu. There are plenty of people who suffer now also.
sometimes communities, sometimes individuals, all different types of tzaras, and they struggle and they struggle and they struggle, right? To understand, I know it's all for the good, but Baruch Hashem, it's so bitter, it's so hard, it's so hard, it's so hard. You shouldn't think that all those people, when they're struggling so hard to be botech b'Hashem, to be mamin under difficult circumstances, and then they say, Baruch Hashem, how much longer? It doesn't seem fair. And then they catch themselves and they say, oy vey, I'm so sorry. But at the end of Eichet it says, Ki ma'oz ma'astanu, katsafta leinu ad ma'od, hashivenu Hashem elecha v'nashuva chadesh aminu kekedem. Ki ma'oz ma'astanu, you have been repulsed by us, you've katsafta leinu ad ma'od, your anger has done ad ma'od. Says Rashi, I couldn't say it, Rashi says it, Ki ma'oz ma'astanu, Bishvil shechatanu lo haya lecha laharbos ketzef ad ma'od kasher katzavta. This is not in the world of logic. In the world of logic, we know that everything is tov and everything comes from the dina emes, and there's nothing that's exceeded, not a drop, not a hair's breadth. But in the midst of tefillah, a person can say, Ribono shel Olam, Bishvil shechatanu, we sin. Lo yalcha laharbos ketzef ad ma'ot kasher katzavta, so much. But a Jew, of course, and Yirmiyahu, what a greater Jew than Yirmiyahu, says right after that, nonetheless, I know the emes is hashiveinu Hashem eilecha v'noshuva, I gotta do tshuva, you have to help me. Chadesh aminu kekedem. So all those who suffer, and all those who suffer, they have their ticket. And they shouldn't feel guilty if they say in tefillah, Baruch Shalom, really? So much? Because we all know that the person who says that is real mind and says the next second, I know, Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha V'Noshuva Chadesh Aminu Kekedem. But Al Tivyeni Lo Lidei Nisayon V'Lo Lidei Vizayon. We never ask for Nisyonos. We never ask to be put into Nisyonos. David HaMelech taught us that. What if we fail in Nisyonos? So all those who suffered in the past and all those who suffer now in so many different ways, they have a ticket to V'techazen Eineinu. And what about everybody else? Al Tivyeni Lo Lidei Nisayon V'Lo Lidei Vizayon. The ticket is on the Azaiti, the same way that Pia Chesner explained how the actual suffering of the Jewish people could connect to the Mesiras Nefesh of Yitzchak Avinu, who all connected. Kol Yisrael Raven Zeh Bazeh. So we know Sibah Ol B'chaveiro. Not to ignore someone else's suffering. To be there in whatever way that each person who finds himself in that situation, people have different kochos, people have different opportunities, people have different ways. Sometimes it's monetarily, sometimes it's with good words, sometimes it's just listening, sometimes it's davening, it's always with davening. It also ba'ol m'chabero. So like the Magen Mizrich said, Kol Hortzeh Hisigua Bein HaMitzorim. When we're all availing, we're all availing today. Ed Ackerman lost his father yesterday. He got an Aliyah in Shul today. And all availing. During this time, as we come towards the time, we're already in the time of Nachem, that we know the Rabbi Shalom will give us a Nechama,
We know Anochi Anochi Menachem Chem is coming. We know we'll be returned. May taste coming out to time and end in flawless. We'll be returned to the days. Anochi Hashem Lokecha Shotzeisicha Mi'eretz Yisrael Mi'beis Avodim. And if it tarries even for a moment, we know also Imo Anochi Betzora. The Borsham is with us always, always, always. And we have to be with one another always, always, always. We should zoch, be zochet to see the Gula Shlema, Nechemas Tzion, and Herbe Amen.